So, the lube that I am going to be using is called, because it's like product placement or something. Anyway, it's actually a vaginal moisturizer with hyaluronic acid and stuff like that in it. So, it's actually really nice. It's better than, I don't know, I'm a big fan of the feel of KY. And then, I don't know, silicone lubes are great for, you know, butt stuff, but I don't really like them on my vagina. So, no blood fell out for me as I ran up the stairs, so that is a good sign. Okay. Oh, shit! Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh, I just squirted all over my stomach. Came out. Oh my gosh, thirsty girl. I guess I really needed that, huh? Okay. That was quite a shock. Ooh, it's cold. Okay, let me put you back where you were. Oh gosh, on my chest and try not to get you wet. I don't know why I'm talking to you like on my phone. It's such a nice lube too. It kind of like, it feels good on my hands even, you know, it's not sticky. But yeah, it's a good job we don't have to use lube very often, because I feel like this thing is like $20. My God. Oh, that does feel really good, actually. Slipping and sliding. Oh. I know I'm sporting a full bush at the moment. I learned to wax myself during COVID because I do enjoy a bikini wax. And then during COVID, obviously, that wasn't happening. So I bought one of those kits with the hot, like, wax bead things, and, you know, it was definitely a steep learning curve. Quite a few times it's like got stuck as I, you know, trying to go like real close, and but then I got the hang of it. But with the summer coming to an end, I have not bothered for like a month, and so it's kind of fluffy. But it feels really nice because the lube is like making it all wet. And it's like, you know, when you get dew on like pine trees, or on like fluffy dew on like grass and shrubs and stuff, and like an early morning, like that's kind of what it feels like, you know, like I have this mossy covered in dew. In a situation there on my pubes. It's so fun. And it makes it really soft. I am a redhead, like strawberry blonde, like auburn ginger, I guess. But I do have a few like grayish white pubes now. And I love them. I do love them. It's funny, for anybody here who is significantly younger, or maybe it can relate because they're like my age, you know, that you know, like there's like three there, I think, you know, which ones they are by touch, because they're not quite as soft and fluffy. Oh, that's better. For some weird reason, I'm like scratching my my hip bone. That's like really, it seems to somehow be releasing my back a little bit. It's like the, I guess the slight pain of it is, I don't know, it's just sending something to the right spot. So I'm just gonna keep doing this. Might switch hands though. Okay, I typically use, like, I get, you know, I get over dependent on my right hand for masturbating, and then I get like the muscles on the right side of, like, where my uterus is, like between my hip bone and my pubic bone, like those muscles on that side, like, are so much bigger and stronger than the other side. And I know that's like for all sorts of reasons, right, from being right dominant in martial arts and stuff, but I swear, like, getting myself off with my right hand too much, I feel that muscle working more. So I'm like, yeah, I do need the balance. And yeah, it kind of makes me slow down a little bit because my left hand kind of feels like a sloppy teenager. Oh, maybe not. That's kind of like not the image that I want, but like, you know, just like really inexperienced. It's like this common misconception, isn't it, that if you're a woman, that you know how to please another woman. The first time I was, and I was like, yeah, I'll just rub one out, you know, the way that I do. And she's just like, whoa, what are you doing? Jeez. And I was like, I don't know, that feels good for me. So, yeah, we're all different. We're all like different things, all like different kinds of touch. And, you know, I guess we're all different people at different times of the month and different energies and vibes we have. I certainly don't touch myself in the exact same way all the time anymore, but, you know, back then in my late, mid, a long time ago, let's say, I did have a very distinctive way that I masturbated, and I kind of just did it the same way. It was functional, and I still return to that sometimes. I've kind of honed it, you know, if I need to get off quickly. It's still like, it still feels really tense when I try and go inside. Like, I always feel, you know, my ridges, and more in me than I have noticed in a lot of other partners. Yeah, they're really, like, really tense right now. You know, a lot of people think, like, oh, tight is good, right? Yeah, the tighter the better. And you're like, no. And it's elastic, you know? Like, you want to be able to be firm but loose. You know, it's impatient and tender and gentle with no expectations if it's tight. You know, it's not like, ugh, it's not this like thing to overcome or to, I don't know, no shade again if you get turned on by tightness, you know. Can feel good, right? And I just think we shouldn't be like equating that with like arousal, or equating it with not being aroused too, you know. You know, know, maybe we just use our words, right? Or use like a little energetic feedback. Because right now I'm like tight as fuck. Like, but not in a sexy way. I mean, I'm turned on because I'm like really enjoying this. And I don't want to stop at all. I'm like completely consenting to being in myself and to touching myself and to getting myself off. But the tightness feels like, you know, kind of like the tightness in my back. Like a pain. And like there's like a hardness. It's not bad, I'm not, this isn't like this like de-armoring thing I'm doing here. I'm trying to press into the pain and release any trauma or anything. It's just tight, like tight skin. It's like, oh yeah, I'm still down for pleasure. You can just do whatever the fuck you want. It's good, but just, you know, just low expectations of me. Give me a break. I'm tense. It doesn't mean stop, it just means like, don't fuck about. It's amazing too how like, how laughing changes that dynamic too. It does make things open up a little bit. Oh god, it's also making me feel like I want to pee now too. I know it's not real needing to pee. It's not like squirting or anything, it's just that, ow, it's just like there's no room in there. Everything's all just like pushing down. Anyway, if I do pee when I come, which I never have to this day, not yet. I did squirt like a couple of times, but I don't know. Like, apart from like how liberating and hot like the idea of it was, it wasn't actually super pleasurable for me. I do have one of those toys, you know, like the sneaky squatting toy thing. And then obviously I had the blanket. The blanket was more just like generally good manners. I'm starting to get pretty tired now. I don't even think I'm gonna finish in the finishing sense. I feel like done. Like it's kind of coming to a natural close. Like everything's just winding down. I'm so cozy. I can hear somebody's like bass music outside. It's sometimes things like that annoy me when the music is really bad, but oh god, I know that I'm feeling better from doing this because it makes me happy. Makes me happier. Somebody's enjoying their music, maybe smoking a blunt outside my house, probably. Idling, which is bad for the environment, but you know what? You take your chance to have a bit of happiness where you can. Well, I'm gonna go clean up my hands, which are an absolute fucking mess. Wipe down my belly. I'm too lazy to like actually have a shower. You have these nice little like muslin wipe things where you reusable wipes. So I'll just go get some essential oils and some cool water and just clean myself off with those. And then put my PJs back on and have some sleepy time tea. Don't think I'm going to watch any more Love Island. Probably I have a play that I need to read. Maybe I'll read that now that I'm open. Okay, well, good night, everybody. Thank you for spending this time of the month with me. Good night.